You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We had the Mishnah, and Mishnah all the way back, and the Mishnah and Kuf Yud. Where is it? Where's the Mishnah? Tiny Command Dharma.
Kuf Yud Zayin.
Kuf Yud Zayin, is that where it is? Yeah. I'm lost, yeah. The Mishnah of No Slavcha. Mishnah of Kuf Tezainim at Beis. So the Mishnah says she got the Benoslavchot had three portions. Benoslavchot, Slavchot's portion. So that's a raya. The Mishnah holds Yotzi Mitzrayim. So she got the Mishnah. It says three portions. In the Brice, we learned there was a fourth portion. An uncle died. So the other man died. Two uncles died. So he got. So what are the three portions? So one portion is from Slavchot, Fyod Yotz Mitzrayim from Slavchot. And the other two portions, Slavchot got two shears of Chayfer. Chayfer was also Yotz Mitzrayim. It's a total of three portions. Two from Chayfer, which their father was a Bechor. A dead Bechor also gets Pishnah. So they got two shears of Chayfer's estate, because their father was a Bechor, and they got Slavchot's Shir Ba'aretz. So those are the three in the Mishnah. Besides one more, the Gemara. So the Gemara says, let's go over the Psukim, as Rabbi Yossi told me, I happen to know about it, but Yossi reminded me, it's a beautiful Ramban. So we'll study a bit the Ramban. I told you.
Excuse me, is there an Ultima in the driveway?
Ultima in the driveway.
Yes, that's me.
Sorry, Avram. Okay. Tanan, Commander Omer Liyotz Mitzrayim, Mishalk Oretz. The Mishnah Tanan, Commander Omer Liyotz Mitzrayim, Mishalk Oretz. Because it says in our Mishnah, Bezalel had a shear. Bezalel was in Baretz, Avinu Meis by Midor. So this Mishnah is going according to the Tana, it's me, three way machlokes Tanoim, the Yotz Mitzrayim, Yerachel Baretz, the Tanya. And now the Gemara brings the three sheetas. Rav Yosha Omer, L'yotz M'salkar, Shenemar, L'shmois Matois Avosam Yin Cholu. And this is going on Yotz Mitzrayim. L'shmois Matois Avosam Yin Cholu is Yotz Mitzrayim. And Yotz Mitzrayim, Motcha, do me a favor, Chumash Ramban. Get in the back, the Chumash in the middle section. Get a Chumash Ramban by Midbar. Chumash Ramban, Chumash Gedolus, because I'm a little low. Get two of them, as a matter of fact. Two mikrois gedolus of Midbar Ramban. Because I'm sure.
The
Gemaras we have enough, but the Rambans, I didn't make enough. You found them. You see them. They should be right there, right there. Yeah, that section. Mikrois gedolus says chumish Ramban or Rambans. Either mikrois gedolus, you have Rambans there. So we need two.
Yitz.
Lenny Gemaras. You have two, you give them to me. Go ahead.
Right?
Yitz, right. you need a Ramban.
You're going to need it. You're going to need it, probably. For the Ramban.
Yeah, he has two.
Oh, yeah, one.
Go ahead.
Fine.
You have a Gemara.
What are we doing?
Ramban, Nachmanides. But first we want to learn the Gemara, the Psukim.
Okay, what that?
Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Al. Machloikis, classic Machloikis, if Eretz Yisrael was doled out to Yotzi Mitzrayim, we just started Kuf Yud Zayin. The Shmois Matois Avosam Yin Cholo. That means, and the Gemara says this is going in Yotzi Mitzrayim. The Shmois Matois Avosam means that they inherited from their fathers. The Yotzi Mitzrayim got a chelek ba'aretz. Yotzi Mitzrayim. And they inherit, this is the sheet of Amish. The Betzalel had a chelek ba'aretz, he was Yotzi Mitzrayim. The Shmois Matois Yin Cholo. Elamani Mekayim La'ela. This is the first words in the Chumash. La'ela techol ha'aretz, benachla. Mani mekayim la'ela, benachla. So la'ela techol ha'aretz, z'mashma, it's just after the census of 601,000.
603,550.
No, that's the first one. The second one is a little less. 601, 170, or something. It's a little less. The first one was 603,550. So it's amazing how close they were. About 600,000, a little above 600,000. La'ela techol ha'aretz, benachla. So the Gemara Tashin's La'ela Ko'ela. La'ela doesn't mean La'ela. It just means over 20. The counting was over 20. So saying La'ela Ko'ela. La'otzi Zatfal. Now, I noticed Rashi and Chumash. Rashi doesn't learn this way. You think Rashi is going to learn this pshat in the Chumash? It's the first thing it says, La'ela techalak ha'aretz. And the Gemara Darshan's, according to this mandamer, it means ka'ela. It's a supreme dochak. And Lanias Daiti, that's why Rashi and Chumash seems to go with the view, I'll show you, that boya aretz. Rashi and Chumash learns by aretz, and he learns la'ela. He learns pashu pshat la'ela. That's how he learns la'ela. Now we'll soon see how to do it. So la'ela means boyaritz. If you hold Yotzei Mitzrayim, you have to learn la'ela, it means ko'ela. Unless you learn like a Shimon Loza, both. If you hold both, then yeah, you can learn both. La'ela techalak aretz. These, they get a chelik, and they also get a chelik, the ones who left Mitzrayim. Rav Yonasan, levoya aretz v'schalk aretz. Rav Yonasan says, levoya aretz v'schalk aretz. Rav Yonasan says, no, so boy shenem or la'ela. And this is how Rashi learns a chumash. The bayar it's Laila, Pashut Pshat. Ilmani Makan the Shmos Matasav Samyan Khalom. So Rashi and Chumash learns this way. Rashi and Chumash learns that Mesim Yoshim is Achayim. So what is this din? Meshuna Nachazumi Kal Nachla Shabayra. And Rashi and Chumash brings this. Right? Because the Pashut, this satisfies Rashi's Pashut Pshat. So it's a big chiddush that dead people are inheriting live people, but it fits in the pasuk. I mean, Rashi wants a line of pshat that fits into the words. Mikol Goral Nachloshibal Shkol Nachshavaylam Chayn Yosh Mesim Yerusha. Live people inherit the deceased. The Khan Mesim Yoshim Zachayim. And the Gemara gives this mashal. So what is it? Mesim Yoshim Zachayim. So what happens here? So what's this? So we'll learn a little bit. Rashbam Tosfos. What's Mesim Yoshim Zachayim mean? So Rashbam says, the line before the widest lines. The mashmad achi yotz mitzrayim neishlo lechal kanachla. For shvazil v'hochi ahani l'shvazav zavad michalu. The acha shenotlu b'nei Reuven v'shimon. Yudalaf chalak and baretz. Reuven had 10 sons and Shimon had 1 son. So they get 11. I'm reading the first of the widest lines in the Rashbam. That shenotlu b'nei Reuven v'shimon yudalaf chalakim. One of them had 10 sons, two brothers. One had 1 son, and one had 10 sons. And they were 20 years old when they went into Eretz Yisrael. So the 10 sons got 10 chlokim, and the 1 son got 1 chelim. Two brothers, Rashbam is learning. One had 10 sons, one had 1 son. So, mechakum osa b'neim. So they divided, l'fi cheshban matas avosam. Ki'ilu, it's like a fiction, it goes from the chayim, from the 11 boy arts back to their fathers, who were Yotzei Mitzrayim, and then they divided 5.5 and 5.5. So they don't get 10 and 1, they make it even. Kil Yotzei Mitzrayim, that Reuven v'Shimon avosam nischalku an yud alef chalokim. Uchagon, tanu Yotzei Mitzrayim hayu b'nei esrim. So it has to be, you know, it only goes up, but it goes back up to the chayim, the Mesim, Mesim Yotzei Mitzrayim, but these Mesim had to be 20 when they left Mitzrayim. Che Yotzei Mitzrayim, Hobnei Esrim. Tum Yodaboy Oretz, Kweli Yinachas Erzol, Abnei Chof,
Kri Siv Le'el. Less kids were luckier. They got bigger chalokim.
So Vabonim Enim Kiyim Shluchim Ba'alma, Levi Shnei Miro Av Chalokim. They're Shluchim. It's funny, Shluchim. They get the Nachla, it goes back up to their fathers. And Bechozim and Bishimon, Mershim with Nahum. So then it goes up to the fathers, the two brothers, and it goes down, the two brothers, they share it, and they each one gets half of this Yerusha of the cousins. Bonam shall Reuven not be machzah mirav chalakim, v'ashim shim not machzah. So we already pointed out in the daf, it's very shver. Since when two brothers have Yerusha, it goes to the nephews. See, Rashi and Chumash has a different shot, because it's very hard to understand. It goes back to their fathers, but their fathers are brothers. So if the brothers die, each sons get the Yerusha of the fathers. It doesn't go lateral to the two brothers, share the two brothers. Where do you find that? So that's why Rashi and Chumash learns. Let's see quickly the three pshatim. First, Chumash Pish Rashi. It's not the fathers, the two brothers. It's the grandfathers, two brothers. One had 10 sons and one had 1 son. And then the two brothers are not Boye Aretz. Or maybe they're not Yotzei Mitzrayim. Maybe these two brothers are not Yotzei Mitzrayim. They weren't 20 when they had Mitzrayim. V'rotz lefarsh. Adam sheyotzei Mitzrayim. A man went out of Mitzrayim. This is Rashi and Chumash. V'lo shnei banim. He had 2 sons. So, Those two brothers went to Mitzrayim. They were under 20. They were under 20. They have no Yerusha. So Lezeh ben Ech, Lezeh Shnayim. One has one son and one has two sons. These two brothers, or we could say one in 10. Vashta. Ksamim la via via. Goes back to the grandfather. So then it equals out. They're both yarshing one man. Not the two brothers. The two brothers are gone. They're yarshing their grandfather. Vashta ksamzim la via. Yezach lach b'shove. Shkochibon.
The grandfathers were Yotzei Mitzrayim?
Yes. Yeah. The grandfathers Yotzei Mitzrayim. So that's the case. Ve'in lo mirush lezeh yosim lezeh. Shem lo yotz avi avi mei Mitzrayim. Elav oseyim atzmam. Ah, if it was just their fathers, you wouldn't do this. If there were two brothers and went out of Mitzrayim, and one had many sons and one had one son, you won't go back to the brothers and then cross and then go lateral. There's no reason for that at all. Lo miach leku b'shavik shokal echad la'aviv. The Torah says this is not the case. Rashi and Chumash learns the cases there were no two brothers. There was these two fathers were under 20 when they left Mitzrayim. The Yotzei Mitzrayim, the one it's going back to, is the grandfather. Hello, kol av yachsi v'yosh levan v'lo v'nei v'achim. V'ha'ai the mashal. The mashal. The Gemara brought a mashal. V'ha'ai the kamar hacham mashal. The mashal, that's why Rashbam didn't learn like Tysus. Because the Gemara brings a mashal and the Gemara doesn't talk about the grandfather. Mashal beis achim. What? Yes, it's Shver Rashi from the Mashal, right? But for Tosfos, Mashal beis Achim Konim, then Maske Avim, like the Mashal Ba'amar. It's just the Mashal, right? So, I mean, good. When even we learned this Gemara, he said, "What's the Mashal adding?" When we learned this Gemara, didn't that? And according to Rashi, it's not only adding; it's confusing. Mashal usually tries to make things clarify things. According to Rashi, it's Shver. Okay. So Koshel Fierzeh, the Torah doesn't like Rashi and Chumash. Having Michla v'Shmos Matos Avos Avosa, it's the Zayda. The Shmos Avosam Tichol. Should have said Avos Avosa. It's got to go back two generations. It's talking about two brothers. One had more children. One had less children. So it's going back to the grandfather. Shouldn't say Shmos Avosam. It's Avos Avosa.
Does the grandfather also get according to his two grandchildren that he has?
Well, we're going down the Bayah Haaretz. We're going down the Bayah Haaretz.
That's going to be Yashin back again.
So right.
You got to make a question. What does the grandfather get? A single portion?
No, he gets nothing. He's just getting the debt. He's Yashin. It goes back from.
He's a conduit.
Yeah.
Fine, but you have to make an accounting for it. No, now the kids are getting the grandfather.
So the Bayah Haaretz, there were 11.
Half of the grandfather's share is going to be divided by two brothers.
Right.
So that share that the father grandfather gets is the same as each child gets? He gets the total.
But the grandchildren, the amount of Bari Aretz. He gets the amount of Bari Aretz.
Two sons are not getting because they weren't 20 when they left.
They weren't. First of all,
two sons aren't getting.
The two sons are not getting, but the grandchildren are getting.
Yeah.
Each one, they're getting 10 children and one child.
So they're getting 11 shares.
Right.
And they go to the grandfather, who was 20 years old by Yotzei Mitzrayim, and then the grandfather.
How many shares does he get? Does he get the same 11
shares.
Is that one?
11, all 11.
Each one's equal.
I understand, but the grandfather goes down, gets divided 5.5 and 5.5. Is what size is that? The same as that the child that had one child, or
he's the guy who had the land was divided, which we're not discussing.
You're
getting into the issue of how the shvatim divided the land and then the mishpachas after that. That's a different topic.
Doesn't matter how many children you have; it's all going to be
different.
And so, Lechayr, instead of. Instead of 10 and 1, it's 5.5, 5.5.
Right.
By doing this back, if not to this.
I'm saying of a bigger shaven, the per cat, which we're going to have.
We're not talking about Shvatim now. We're not talking about Shvatim.
The basic. No, I know, but he's saying the basic division, let's say 100,000 people.
What does it mean, a chalik?
Having one chalik of 100,000 if they're from a particular shaven. Of that shevet, he's getting one chelik of that mishpacha that he would be getting.
Yossi's just saying, why? Don't think about this now. We're just—it's a chelik. Whatever the chelik is, whatever chelik means.
That's
maybe tomorrow's daf. If that's what you mean.
Okay.
Usha'ein avi avos ella avos levada. If it only be avos, if there'd be no avi avos, who went out of Mitzrayim at 20, lo nafka mina midi b'chazara. So it should have said avi avos. It should have said the Mishmos matos avos. Quote to Rashi. V'oid, t'sefta shirei shulo, k'tan lo shnei achim. doesn't mention the grandfather. Adrab, the Tosefta says like the Rashbam. So Tosefta says v'nira l'riva, the gzeras hakasav. It's gzeras hakasav. Ein achanami, the normally two brothers, just each brother yashin stays kids. You don't divide it. If two brothers, one has a lot, one has a little, they don't divide it. The one has a lot gives to his kids, and one has a little gives to his kids. This is gzeras hakasav. The shmas, it's gzeras. Rabbeinu Tam, third pshat. Rabbeinu Tam is amazing pshat. Look at Rabbeinu Tam, so ever creative. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, halfway down the wide lines. Third pshat, how it works, Rashi learns pshat in Chumash, Mesim Yarshim Asachayim. So according to Rashbam's pshat, it goes up to the two brothers, and then they share, it's Xeris HaKos of the two brothers share it, and it goes down equal. So you don't get 10 and 1, you get 5 and a half, 5 and a half. And then one guy's still lucky. He's going to get five, the 10 brothers get 5 and a half, then one brother get 5 and a half. If not for this, it would be 10 and 1. So it gets a little more, it's equitable. Now, according to Rashi, which is very mistake, it goes to the grandfather, go all the way up to the grandfather. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Farish, the Chshem Abonim Machzir Lavoseim, it's Kol Avos Yisrael. Everybody. Kol Avos Yisrael Chokin B'Shav. Doesn't go back down to them. It goes to the whole Klal Yisrael. Kodra Ben Otam. It goes up, and then it's divided. At the end of Tais, we'll see a little tweak, Rabbein Otam. But here he's learning, Chokim B'Shav. Kol Avos Yisrael. Doesn't mean the father. Doesn't mean the grandfather. It means the whole Klal Yisrael. Mesim Yoshes Achayim, and it goes back into the pool. So there's no difference if you hold Yotzi Mitzrayim, a boy Haaretz. If you hold by arts and it's pooled by everybody, so
back to where you
see, back to where you started from. So Rabbeinu Tam says, "There's another nafkamina. The nafkamina being lamanda miyotzim mitzrayim lamanda by arutz. Lidin tefal. This is the nafkamina. Shemoyo avos bnei esrim miyotzim mitzrayim. If the avos were bnei esrim miyotzim mitzrayim, umeisul by midbar, uvneim shisul arutz kulam tefelim, and the young kids, they went into Eretz Yisrael all under 20." O nashim, O women, kibno slavcha. Lamandam liyotz Mitzrayim nischalka hayonoblim. They would get. The other time they would get. Why? Because they were Yotz Mitzrayim and they left Mitzrayim, the fathers. If you hold the boy aretz, there's nothing. There's no boy aretz. They're under 20 or girls. Lamandam liyotz, lo yonoblim klum. So, according to Rabbi Yotam, the question is not how much you get. The nafkamin is if you get anything. In this case, When there's no boy arutz, there's no boy arutz over 20, or boys over 20, just girls, or boys under 20. So if you hold the boy arutz, they'll get nothing. Either they'll get from their fathers, they have no yotz Mitzrayim, because it took them out that when they were yotz Mitzrayim.
They're
boy arutz. They're
boy arutz. They're not yotz Mitzrayim, so they get nothing.
Right. So there's nothing to send back. There's nothing to send back. Right, there's nothing to send back. No, not from their lineage. Yeah, their father was under 20. Oh, no, the father, you're right. The father, but it doesn't matter. Yotz Mitzrayim doesn't.
If it's over 20, then the father's yours.
But from whom? Where does he get it from? Where is he getting it from? He's not getting it from anybody because his kids.
There's no grandfather.
The grandfather was already long dead. He wasn't Yotz Mitzrayim either. The father was over 20 by Yotz Mitzrayim. But he has no one to get it from.
That doesn't have sons.
Well, he didn't have this. So he did have an uncle, didn't have a son.
What? Except for the nice slavka.
Mandel birds, lo yidnotlim klom. They wouldn't get anything because the boyarets. So there are no boyarets. They're under 20. No boys over 20 boyarets. So if the boys over 20, then it's the same thing as Yotzei Mitzrayim. It goes back and the whole klal Yisrael, they're divided equal. But if they're under 20 when they come into Aretz, yeah, so then they get nothing. Oevcha. And now Tosis brings the reverse case. In Yotzei Mitzrayim, Tfalim. The reverse case is when there was Yitzias Mitzrayim, what Tfalim. So the Yotzei Mitzrayim, there's nobody Yotzei Mitzrayim. In Oevcha, Yotzei Mitzrayim, Tfalim.
They should stay in the Midbar for another couple of years.
No, to wait till they turn 20.
But if you owe the Yotze Mitzrayim, you have to be 20 when you went out of Mitzrayim. Can't wait for that. They all went out Mitzrayim. They were running. They all got out Mitzrayim the same day. And Yotze Mitzrayim tefalim v'lovos shabalotzi b'day esrim ohem obneihem. So it'll be the reverse. Nafkamina lemanda meleboya aretz. So manvar it's nodlin. So they'll get something by aretz. Go and then nodlin lemanda meleyotze Mitzrayim ain't nodlin. So they won't get anything. If your father or grandfather, you have nobody up the ladder who's Yotzei Mitzrayim. The father was under 20, and maybe the grandfather was not Yotzei Mitzrayim. The grandfather was not Yotzei Mitzrayim. The father was Yotzei Mitzrayim under 20. So if they'll be Yotzei Mitzrayim, they don't get anything. But if you'll be by Yaretz, so they'll go down, they'll get, it'll go up to whole Klal Yisrael, and they'll get a shear from Klal Yisrael. Bikash Virusha. So first of all, Kash Virusha, Tamay Nokat, the Sefta Shnei Achim. So Kot Rabbeinu Tam is then two brothers. Kot Rabbeinu Tam, the difference is not two brothers. The difference is just this case. So why do you need this whole case of two brothers? V'od kashu rivam. Shmos matos mashma achin davka. Shmos matos avoisa. See, this is an expression. It's very interesting. Toisvis. The v'chomer karm la'achim avois. Kagon lo yumsu avos albanim. Avos means a nephew can't be married to his father's brother. Yumsu avos means people have a common, paternal brothers. The ben achit pasul aleidus. You got him lo yumsu avos nafkan dachia av pasul. Gam yisham yesh lochich shishlahachse etzal avos lo etzal av yaviv. Okay, so he says avos. He's just saying that avos. So also, avos means two brothers, not the grandfather. Avos means the two brothers. See? So it's also kasha on that Rashi. Now he brings to mind, we asked this. I think we asked this, I wanted to show this to the Lord, but we asked this on the daf. We should learn a little bit this Gemara. Gemara says, why did Bnei Yosef scream, right? The Gemara asks, the Shaklevetar, very, very important Gemara. Why did Bnei Yosef scream? They had a big population. They explosion population. I noticed in Arachim HaKadosh, they all bring this 57 families, it's number 57. I saw it in Chumash. You'd have to do I see they all bring it. Arachim HaKadosh says the 57 families. There are 57 families in all the Yabei Shvat. Mishpachas Beis Av, 57 of them. So Yosef had a population explosion. So the Gemara says, look at the Gemara in Kuf Yud Ches. Gemara says, Bishlam, six lines for the top of Kuf Chitches. Bishlam, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, Haimdi Lechotzavchan B'nei Yosef. Because Yotzei Mitzrayim, they had a small number. They only had, let's say, 22,000. Then they went up, they had 30, 32, then they went up 20. They went up 20.
And it's only
Shevet
Menashe.
Only Menashe. Yeah, I noticed the Ramban speaks about Ephraim. But I said, yeah, but he speaks about Ephraim. Also speaks about Ephraim. We'll see.
Why he joined up?
Heinrich got Safkum Bnei Yosef. They see about Bnei Yosef. They're screaming because they had a population explosion. They went from 32 to 55 or something. Elamanda Amr Labaya Aretz. Mavel Labaya Aretz. Mike Kotzavkin. Why are they screaming? Kulu Shokal. They became a lot in the midbar. But when they went into Eretz Yisrael, everyone got Baya Aretz. So why are they screaming? So Rashbam says, this Kasha. Is only if you hold that bigger tribes got bigger shears. See, this question, if you hold Chaim, so this is the next tomorrow's sugi. So Rashbam, there's a one-line Rashbam here. Rashbam says, if you hold, we really hold that way.
There were
all equal shears. Right. I think Rashi and Chumash lends that way. They're all equal
Rashi
shears.
Rashi says disproportionate.
Rashi lends they were disproportionate. Rashi goes, again, Shalol Halacha. Rashi goes that L'Rav Taben Achaso, the bigger tribe got more, and the Shmuel got left. So Rashi says it's amazing that worked out with the Goral. It was like Minash Shemayim. See, if they're all equal shears, so big deal, who got which shear, just where you get. But if they're different sizes, Rashi puts that in Chumash, it was like Minash Shemayim, that the big tribes got the, because they made a Goral. They got Pia Goral. But the lots work perfectly. That the big tribe, because Rashi learns, like you say, Yossi, that the bigger tribe.
The states, shall we say, were already established, but blanks, and you have to take a girl who went where.
You right. are listening to right. Ben's yes. Torah.com.
People got them, but the Nesiim gave them.
That was
one theory.
Well, I think, was there a girl? Maybe seen the Ramban. The girl for Mishpachas.
Which area?
In the Ramban, it's Mashma. They made girls also for the Mishpachas. For the 57 Mishpachas. It could be that's for the people of the 57 Mishpachas.
After the Shvatim got it, then they redivided it internally.
Each Mishpacha, but each Mishpacha had 1,000 people. That the Nesiim did. The 3 steps. There's the Shvatim, then there's the Menashe had 6 Mishpachas. Like we had Menashe, Slavka the 10, the 4 from Slavka, and Menashe 6. Menashe had 6 Mishpachas. This tribe had 10 Mishpachas. This tribe had, so they made a girl, I think. I think that's the Ramban's Mashma. Kul Shakal. So my answers.
So where are they dividing? Some got in Tzfat and some got in Eilat? Yeah. Like where? Yeah. Not Yerushalayim, right?
No, so well, it's machlokes, big debate. If neskalkel Yerushalayim l'shvatim, great debate in Shas. If Yerushalayim was neskalkel l'shvatim, the Chazanish says it's open psukim. Chazanish, we once studied the Chazanish at one of the
shiurim.
There was.
It's
open in the psukim. Chazanish is one of the Chazan. He brings psukim Yeshua and shoved them.
By the other regalim, they had to give up their.
So he learns a whole lamdashim shot. He has a whole.
They couldn't charge rent, but
that's how he learns the Chazanish.
The oldest.
I think during those periods that they're in the regular.
Yeah, we studied this Chazanish. I'm just saying it's a machlokes. Happens to be psukim that was niskalkel l'shvat. So that's when we. That's it's another issue. This. Okay. Now. What? Oh, yeah. So Tosis asks, yeah. Oh, Riksha. Yeah. Now he goes in this Gemara. We learned this Gemara, and Kofit Ches to look back at that Tosis. Vod Riksha. The might, Baruch Lekaman. The mandabam verorts. A might, Savchub de Yosef.
Where are you?
At the top of the Tosis, Amid Beis. Kofit Zayin Amid Beis. Top line. Vod Riksha. The might, Baruch Lekaman. Koin to mandam at Boyarts. Why are they screaming? Koin to Rabbeinu Tam. Boyarts, they didn't get. They didn't get more. Went to the whole Klal Yisrael. According to Rabbeinu, it's a Pella. And we've asked this in the Shir. According to Rabbeinu Tam, why are they screaming? So we're assuming they're getting according to their numbers. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it went to the whole Klal Yisrael. Fake Tysus. The Mai Prach Lekamon. Remember we just started in Kuf Yud Ches. Man Verotz, Amai Tzav Bnei Yosef. Ophir Rabbeinu Tam, Kain Shat B'Tzavchu. Mandam Bilbar Yoretz. Kamal Mandam Yotzi Lekamon. Ad Rabba. Just like Yotzi Mitzrayim, they screamed. He's had a big population explosion. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you hold the Bay Aretz, they're dividing it the same way. So what are you asking? According to Manda Amar, come look, look, if he mashu, shall how you have us, she Yotzi Mitzrayim. So you give it out to the whole Klal Yisrael. So they're getting, so anyway, it comes down to the same thing, Bay Aretz and Yotzi Mitzrayim. Kimish kol avus sol chokim b'shava. Av the chokim b'shava l'achim as yishapa the parach. So those gives a teretz. You know the answers. It's not the whole Klal Yisrael. It's that shaven. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't go to the whole Klal Yisrael. We thought, and I'm an Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam holds, you just divide it in the whole Klal Yisrael. Then this Gemara doesn't make sense. You have to Rabbeinu Tam, it goes within Shevet Yosef. So I have no reason to scream. If you hold the Bayaritz, Shevet Yosef got more. We're assuming, like Rashi and Chumash, that the bigger tribe got bigger chalakim, which we don't come out that way in the Gemara tomorrow. The first time, Shemazirim, Elosin Avos Shabosu Shevet, V'lo L'chol Yisrael, V'hochi Mashma, the Shmois Matos Avosim Yuchalo, Davka L'Avos Shosam Mata. Ah, nice. So he learns the Rabbeinu Tam, Shmois Matos Avosam. It goes back, Meisim Yosef Chaim, but not to the whole Chaisol, that's to that tribe. So then Yosef got more. So Yosef had big population, the Bayaritz. It went back up to that tribe and back down into that tribe. So if you hold the Bayaritz, why are they screaming? And for the Gemara, let's follow him. Okay, let's see the Ramban. Let's do the Ramban.
If you take the Atzmais, Yosef's Atzmais out, does that consider them leaving the tribe?
What?
Is that considered leaving Mitzrayim? Yeah,
Mitzrayim.
Because they took bones. The
bones out? No, that's Mitzrayim means over 20, a lot.
Yeah, alive.
Yeah. So I want to show you some interesting Yesodis in this Ramban.
I'll give it to you in a second.
You have a Chumash in Ramban. It's Perek Chavav, Pasuk Nun Dalet. Peres Chavav, Pasuk Nun Dalet. You have one?
What about you?
I'm good.
I'll give it to you.
I think I lost what I'm talking about, the one I was preparing.
What's the
Perek Chavav, it's in Parshas Pinchas.
Right.
Perek Chavav says, L'Rav Taben Achaso, V'Ma'at Tamit Achaso. What does this mean? It says, Leila Techolakaris, L'Rav Taben Achaso, V'Ma'at Tamit Achaso. So Rashi learns, L'Shevet Merubuch is in the Nuchelak Rav. Rashi learns this Pasuk, Pashat Pshat. It's Pashat Pshat. This is Pashat Pshat. Not like the Gemara says we had this. We had. Not like the Gemara says. But that's not what it means. So it says, the Shevet Merubuch Lusin Das Nuchilak Rav. Vishloya Chalakim Shavim. So this is the Rashi was referring to, Yasi, that even though as if in shears, still the girl worked out perfect. That the population got a bigger shear. Shari Lefi Riba Shevet Chok Lachokim. Lossel Yidei Girl. Whoa, how can you do a girl if they're not equal? If they're all equal, it makes sense to make a girl. If they're not equal, how can you make a girl? A girl, Piruch HaKodesh. The girl, Piruch HaKodesh, got the big one, the big shvatim, got the big shears. Umedr, she was saying, because of his ain't okay. See, Rashi is going pshut pshat, he's not going with the medrash.
Could have figured it out yourself based on the numbers.
Right, you didn't really need the girl. Right. L'chor, you didn't need the gyro. Tzvi is saying, right, they made a gyro. They could have figured it out. Just see the big, I guess it would take, you know, in those days, it wasn't easy. It would take tremendous amount of surveying. But they could have figured it out. Right. Well, you know, it took 7 years. It took 7 years to dole out Eretz Yisrael. As long as the war. 7 years. So it was a big job. It took 7 years. It wasn't a simple job. El Amru B'Sifri. This is, we had this in Gemara, Sifrei. L'rav taben achsoshi yotzimo asor banim yimitzrayim. Ah, this is what it means. This is how we learned in the Gemara, by the Sifrei. L'rav taben achsoshi means, ha'zeh shosu asor banim yimitzrayim. The Rashbam quoted it. Uvizun l'artzim tzucha meisha. Right? That's what it means, l'rav taben achsoshi. It got more. And not, if it was more earlier. Remember the Gemara says, the first kasha, Bishnul and Omer. The first kasha gemara and kuf yud zayin amid beis bishmal yud tzmasat chartz haynu dechsev l'rav tam nachsel matam mit nachasa. That means if there was more than the yotzei Mitzrayim, 10 children went out to 5, so they got 10 chalakim. If there were 5 children and went up, and there were 5 children and it went up, then they got only the 5 shears. So that's that Rashi. Not like Rashi learns here. See again, Rashi wants to learn pashut. Pashut Pshat is like Rashi. The Sifrei is not Pashut Pshat. See, it's amazing in Rashi. He doesn't care how we paskin. And he wants to learn the best Pshat. And Rabban says, well, Medrash HaChamim is not like Rashi. But Rashi couldn't care less. That's Nimtzu B'gmar Mfush. Shemav Shmutz Eitzacham L'chalik Bin Shevet L'Shevet Klal. We're going to come out tomorrow's daf. Kom Bishlam Andam Yotzim Mitzrayim. Tziv L'Rat HaBenach L'Asai. See, this Bishlam is assuming like the Rabban's Pshat, Rabbi. Bishlama, if you hold like this shita that it's given to one of the sides, there's no kashi. There's no kashi if you hold each shave, that the bigger shave got more, the smaller shave got less. This has nothing to do with Yotzei Mitzrayim by Aretz. The Gemara is learning like the Sifrei. As the Rashbam explains, this was the first Bishlama, Rabbi said. After we had the machlokes, we set up the debate. So the Gemara, the 3 shitas. Then we said, and we see the Gemara's in the way of learning Pashut Pshat that way. You know, the Gemara's assuming Larav means it got more, and Lamat means it got less. Not like Rashi. That's what it means. Hell, beferish schalke lekakafta de gavre leshvat neschak shem schalke mshavim. Not like Rashi and Chumash. The Gemara comes out tomorrow's nafut, maybe today after tomorrow. I'm not sure if we're going to get the maskana tomorrow. But the maskana of the shas is that they were equal shears. You know what the raya is? The Ramban b'zisar v'chonan asks, why did the Gemara bring this raya? The Ramban in Vayichi, this is for tomorrow's daf, Rabbi. So in your dafim, you can raise
it. It's the last line of tomorrow's daf, I think. Gemara asks the kasha, the last line of tomorrow's daf.
So you know what Ramban brings a raya, that they're all equal? Because what did it say? Ephraim u'menashe, k'ruvein v'shimen yelim. Ephraim u'menashe got 2 shears. Ephraim u'menashe got 2 shears. If you hold the fun kafta de gavra, it makes no difference. It's one shear or two shears. Ephraim and Asher got two shears. Yaakov says, Ephraim and Asher, Kuren Yosef got the Bechayim. Yosef got two shears, Ephraim and Asher. But if it goes, like the Ramban, if it goes according to the population, so what's the difference? One shear, two shears, is the same population. So it's a raya. So the Rebbe Chanan says, one thing more, bring this raya. It's Ramban's raya in Pashas Vayechid. Ramban brings this raya. So, El of the Shvat Mischalka. Yechaim, you hear the raya? Ramban's raya. It's Kvaldik, a Goynish Ramban. The whole extra chelik of Yosef. If you hold the kakaf to the gavra, it doesn't make a bit of difference. You have the numbers anyway. So if it's one shear or two shears, you get according to the number. It's a murder. So Rabbi Chanan asks, I saw Rabbi Chanan asks, so why don't Gemara bring that raya? Gemara doesn't bring that raya. Rabban brings that raya. Okay. Ella, Shvat Nischak, Shemes Lechalak Mishan. Asim Imenu, Lechel Shevet, Chelik Sheyatsa, Gorla Lov. Ah. The Zamasha Safu Bnei Yosef, Baita. That's what the Gemara asks. That Bnei Yosef was screaming. That, remember the Rashbam said that. If you all, they all got equal shears, I know what Bnei Yosef was screaming. Because they all got equal shears, they had too big of a population. That's what Rashbam said. According to the Manda Amar, that they all got equal shears, so it has nothing to do with Yosef Sain Bayaritz. I know why they're screaming. Because they had big population. Now the Ramban is going to ask. Rabbi said that a lot of Shvatim had more than Ephraim and Menashe. See, the Rashbam says, so this is against the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, if you hold that, all got equal shears. Remember I mentioned to you the Rashbam. If they all got equal shears, we know why Yosef was screaming. Because they got less, because they had a bigger population. Yeah, but there are other tribes that have bigger populations than Ephraim Umanashi. He brings four. He mentions four of them.
They just scream.
Yeah, why did they scream? 70,000.
Yehuda
had 76,000. So he had more than Ephraim and Menashe. So why didn't he scream?
Because they had the biggest percentage increase from that.
So that's the Gemara.
Yeah, that's why Menashe.
But not like the Rashbam. But the Rashbam says, see, that's what I'm showing you the Rashbam. It says,
maybe they screamed because they weren't happy with
Umil Kaman. So look at Mil. Halfway down the wide lines in Kufiyot Chesyas. The Rashbam says, Lekaman Amrina, tomorrow's daf. There is a soul of Shvatim is Palik. Over Din Safku Bnei Yosef. Shaduk Helchim Bnei Shvatim. Halfway down the widest lines in Kufiyot Chesyas. Umil Lekaman. It's exactly halfway down the widest lines. Maybe a line, but about. Seems like it looks to me exactly. Umil Lekaman. It's towards the beginning of the line, by the dot. Umil Lekaman Amrinan. The Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim is Paleg. Everyone got the same size. Not like Rashi and Chumash. Uvedim Tzavchu Bnei Yisrael. Shnado Leke Echon Min HaShvatim. They only got like one of the Shvatim. Yeah, but they're not the biggest Shevet.
So I think they learned Shad. They had the biggest percentage increase. Because obviously
that's not what the Rashbam said.
They're obviously not the biggest Shevet. That's a fact.
Yeah, I understand. So why is Rashbam saying this?
So they learned Shad that he had the biggest percentage increase. He had a 60% increase.
Yeah, but that's telling. But Rashbam is giving. Oh, that's the terrors. That's what the Gemara is saying. Bishlam aliyotzi Mitzrayim. But Rashbam is saying we don't need this if you hold this way. It doesn't fit into Rashbam. Yes, I know they learned Shad, but I say it doesn't fit. Rabbi said just a few machidush in Ramban. I don't want to keep it too long. I have some very interesting things. Ramban learns up the Parsha and Navi. Ephraim and Menashe. Why Menashe is screaming?
Who was he screaming to?
Yeshua.
Yeshua was not there?
Shevet Menashe was. Shevet Menashe.
Who was in charge to be Mechalak all this? Yehoshua? Yeshua.
Rabbi,
Yeshua. Yeah, sure. Yeshua?
Yeah.
So why did the Bnei Slavchot complain to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why didn't they complain to Yeshua?
What?
Why didn't the Bnei Slavchot complain to Yeshua if he's going to be the one that's Mechalak the Ark? Why did they complain to Moshe Rabbeinu?
That was right before
the Chalukah. There's a Navi. Yeah. This mice didn't say for Yeshua when they came to Yeshua, they gave him this land and said, we have too many people, we can't get into this too many, we don't have enough land. This was the Slavka were talking about the law. They wanted
about the law.
Before. This is now say for Yeshua.
They knew what they were getting before
it. A reason shot. Funny, look at the Ramban about second column, second sheet. Not second sheet, second column of this first sheet, of the first side. Pasuk Nun Dalet, second sheet, second left side. Avitz Shom Diktanin Vi Pekudav. Magishus Chalkoitz El Choshev Vshen, Mif Meir Hashem. Like Rashi in Chumash. There is a medrash that the Shvatim got according to the size. Chenu Omer, Yidab Rivde Yosef Sishul Imam, Adun Sadi Nachla Goral Echad V'Chevel Echad. Why don't you give me only one share? Vani Am Rav, Ashad Kober Chani Hashem. Omer Elam Yoshua, Am Rav Ata, Alei Lecha Yaira. Go into the forest. Abu Gemara says, hide, Ayin Hara. I can't help you. Go into the forest. We'll soon see the Ramban learns of... What is it? Ubaratzalach Hashem ba'aretz haprizi reform ki atzlach ha'arafrayim. It's too crowded in ha'arafrayim, so you go into the forest. So let's not write hazos. Minash yischak v'tzlugoglos and kedivri ha'raf. This b'raisa is like Rashi, that the big tribe got more. Avliyag mar v'shabeshte. According to Gemara, this b'raisa is a mistake. V'od, v'shatzwe b'nei Yosef. Ah. Halo l'nasalem l'fim in yanam ha'meru b'kishar kol ha'shvatin. So the Ramban is discussion. It was not, they had enough, all the 20 years old. If they were 20 years old, there's no problem.
They're too young.
But the Tfalim, then Fishlo, Safko B'nei Yosef. Uvirin, B'nei Yosef, Kishnei Shvatim Nadlu. B'nei Ephraim Chilak Echod, B'nei Menashe Chilak Echod. Kikain Kosef, Vein Echod, Mishivtehim, Shemru B'chlusin, Yosef Mishar, Shashvatim. Abishar Shvatim, Merubim. So he says, they're not more than any other Shvatim. Kishavit Yehuda v'Yisachar Zvulun v'Dan, quits the four, Merubim Mehen. Kolam Atzav Chayim, Merubim Yishtakal. V'choshkei Neschal Karetz, L'yotze Mitzrayim. Kishadar Shushu B'minyan, Harishim B'nei Yehuda Merubim. If it's Yotze Mitzrayim, so Yehuda were much more, Mishnei Shvatim Eli Yachtov, more than Ephraim Amenasha. Avo Yozakim Le'atfal. So they were screaming, they had a lot of kindach. They had enough for all the adults, but they were a big population. So they had a lot of kids. Shubnei Menashe, B'miyitz Yisraim, Shosh B'shaim Elef, Yisraim B'miyasheni, L'shnaim B'chamisha, from 22 to 52,000, Yichem B'la Shvach, Yisrael Kol Kach, Yochein Mar B'mbanim. So they had many tefillin. They had population explosion. So people over 20 they had. So they got. But people under 20, Ashishchal Tzugam Ephraim came. Let Tfalim him know them. Klum! And the Tfalim, if you hold Bari Yaretz, Tfalim don't get anything. L'chak Tzachu, V'shamei Einlehem. Shlo Yitlu El B'nei Esir. L'chein Amra. I just want to show you something very important. Hinechu the Pshat in the Ramban, how he learns the Parshat Navi. Hinechu Deyam, Shem Amrav, L'chu Chelak Rav. They got enough.
So in the next generation, they're going to have the same problem. You never know what populations are going to grow.
The Gamma Gosh Yishiva Tol, Shefrag Munash. So you know what the Ramban, so look how the Ramban learns. Let me show you the punchlines here. V'vidar ha'pshat. About 10-12 lines into the second side of it. You have another side to your page. The other side. About 12 lines from the top. V'vidar derech ha'pshat nearly. Ramban says his own pshat in the Navi. Ki atzavach azois hashtub b'nei Menashe. Why Menashe not Ephraim? El Shabbat Lufanim Shnei Shvatim Yachad. It seems that Ephraim also came along. Ephraim and Menashe came to complain. V'chein v'ekshu b'nei Yehuda v'shu b'gagov. You know, the color of Ben Yefuna. He brings a mashal and Navi. Even though the two people came there, b'nei Yehuda, it was only color. So it means that Ephraim and Menashe came, but only Menashe is complaining. Hadin le'echad v'chol ha'shev Yisra'im ima. V'aysat tainu v'nei Menashe. You know what he says? They had a lot of land they didn't conquer. The Ramban learns that B'nai Menashe complained because there was a lot of land they didn't conquer. Not because they didn't get enough land. The problem was they had land that they didn't conquer. They shame. So you don't need the sugya l'rav. You don't need the sugya that Yotze Mitzrayim. So that's nothing to do with the population explosion. According to Ramban's budget of Shad, just they had a lot of land they didn't conquer. Shame mechol shuata miyut sheshishir arim rabos gedolos. L'knani, Kashirish Menashe, Shloshes Anofas, Tlosa Palchin. Three big cities, Shevet Menashe, V'raylatov. Because look in the Navi. Kalash, V'lech B'nei Menashe, Lo Yushes Ar Ma'ela. You know, they didn't finish, they never finished the job in Israel. The big cities, so B'nai Ma'asher didn't have room because they didn't conquer enough. That's how you learn.
Is this on the other side of the Yarden? That's what the Chassid Shevet Menashev is saying?
Which side of the Yarden is
this?
This
is definitely the West Bank.
It's the West Bank. It's on the
East Bank. It's a whole separate issue.
It's a separate issue. We don't want to go. Let's not go to the East Bank.
Let's see what Trump says about that.
The East Bank, yeah. No one's talking about the East Bank. The happy thing, give us the West Bank. That's what it says, Vayadabrim Yosef. It's fascinating. In the Navi, it says they couldn't conquer it, and then they came to complain. They couldn't conquer their land. They said, we have no room, because they couldn't finish conquering the land. Tachish says that time, girl, echad v'chevel echad. You know, they complained, is one girl, but they got two. See, the big kasher ban is, they said, we only got girl echad and chevel echad. It's not true, they got two, Ephraim and Menashe. They were complaining, girl echad v'chevel echad. So you say, okay, you know, so I mean, the Menashe means I only got one girl. True, Ephraim got. But the Pashup Shad and the Navi, Ephraim and Menashe said, they're coming, we only got Gorol. See how he learns the Ramban? The Ramban learns that if we got two separate Gorolos, see, they first gave Yosef one Gorol. Yosef. Yosef got a Gorol. Then they cut it in half, Ephraim and Menashe. He says, I'm stuck over here because he made one Gorol with Yosef. That's what Ramban learns. The Ramban learns because it says, Zosh Shteit in Tanakh. He brings the Psukim. They first made one Gorol for Yosef. Yosef.
On what basis was Yosef given the land? And what count?
Every Shevet. Well, every Shevet. Reuven, Shimon, Levi.
But Yosef had 50,000 children or 500,000?
Well, that's 30, the Machlokes. So now you're going into the question, did they get according to the population or according to, you know, that's Machlokes, Rashi and Ramban. That's tomorrow's Daf Chai. Okay, now you're going into the shadow of tomorrow's Daf. But the point is, he's learning Ramban, that the reason he complained because of the that I got one chelek, is like, I'm stuck over here. If I wouldn't separated from Ephraim Menashe, it could be I would have gotten someplace else that I could conquer. But since I'm over here, look what he says, Shezet ham gor lechad v'chelelad, am ibnei, she'pat l'shneinu t'chila, gor lechad v'chavad chavleinu yachad. Ephraim Menashe was stuck together because he made one girl for Yosef. The Ira chelek shnei
with double portion.
What?
Double portion or equal to one chelek?
No, two chalakim they got.
L'chari was two.
Double portion.
Double portion. Yosef Yirai. Right. Double portion. L'chari double portion.
But stuck together.
Right. So Menashe is saying, it's a funny thing, well, I'm stuck over here because you made one gairel for Yosef. It could be if we would have had separate gairels, that's what he meant, gairel echad. I would have been in another place. And you know when he told them to go in the forest, Ramban learns, he told them to go in the forest to capture it. Capture more land in the forest. See, not the Gemara learns to hide from Ayin Hara, that's not the Pashup Pshat. The Rambam can't learn that way. So Rambam has to have another pshat.
But everybody has to help out with the conquering. You can't conquer by yourself.
Is that the way it works?
Where's the forest? Yeah. Wasn't the forest through the Schalik? So what's the forest? What does that mean by the forest? The forest was in the Schalik. So what was the forest?
So it seems maybe they didn't conquer it yet. Maybe.
Not everything was conquered. The whole Tanai with Chatz Shevet Menashe was that they had to fight with everybody else.
Yerisha Misham Aknani, Reb Chazal, V'Chaza, Hinshach Shvatim Chaveitzim Bach. No, they don't want it anyway. He was saying, expand your boundaries in the forest. Is that a Rabbanu? Expand your boundaries in the forest, nobody wants it anyway, and conquer it, you'll expand your boundaries. That's how he learns the Ramban, of in the forest.
They only want to conquer the civilized parts, the cities that were built.
I guess so. So right. That's what Yeshua's telling you. You have enough room, capture the forest. Right. Nobody else wants it anyway, and you take it and you expand your boundaries.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.